Sorry.
It has been a wild
morning.
Did that
make it on air?
Unfortunately.
Gosh, I'm sorry. There is a meme going around in a video of Miley Cyrus. That was Miley Cyrus right there. We do like her, friend of the show. Hey, Miley. But she kind of talks like this. And then everyone on social media has this clip of her doing an interview where she's like, it's kind of just like the music. And then they cut to every other sound that sounds like that. From the guy that's on the Little Rascals to like a horn on a ship.
Like a smoker's voice. Tyler sends us our daily dose of it. And I'm going to be honest, Tyler, I'm so sick of it. I'm over it.
It's creative how people are getting with that voice for sure. But it's funny. If you are on social media, you've probably seen it once or twice. All right. 8:41 on this Thursday, 65 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today if you don't have it already.
Well, we are so excited because if you've been under a rock, you may have missed out last week, a big announcement that came here to York County. Both Pathways Community Center and the United Way of York County rolled out something that's the first in the state of South Carolina, and it's a software system called Unite Us. And so today, we brought our friend Summersby Oakey, who is the Vice President of Collective Impact at United Way of York County.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have the best name in all of York County.
Absolutely do. I think that name is so unique when you hear it.
Love it.
There's nobody else in this community that I know is Summersby, so they know it's you.
That's right. Yeah. It works out nicely.
And it's an honor.
If you ever want to audition for a Western movie, they've got to take you 100%. They cannot turn you down based on your name.
Why Western?
Because Western, Summersby Oakey just sounds so Western. I see her with
Oakey is coming to town.
There you go. If Yellowstone is holding off open casting calls, you have to go. They have to hire you immediately.
Okay, I promise.
But you're going to stay here because we love you here.
And we've got big things happening where we need you here.
So for folks that do not work in this industry like this, this is a first in South Carolina. This sounds like it's going to streamline the process for getting people in the system. So when they show up at what maybe a doctor's office or another agency, instead of having to re-enter all this information over and over again, you just say your name, right, and it pops up?
So I'll point to Summersby here to kind of give an overview of this system. She truly is the OG. This has been on her heart and her bucket list for over a year to bring this to this community, and she introduced it to us at Pathway. So Summersby, fill people in about this software tool that you would think would exist, but it hasn't.
Sure, absolutely. So Lucas, I think you're describing what we hope it'll be someday, right? And so that's great. Let's get that image out there, right? And so the idea is that this is one data sharing system where folks can go in and make referrals, maybe from their doctor if hospital systems get on board, or if someone comes in, we're talking about an insurance agency or maybe a school, and they need help. That's one avenue for referrals. But right now, Alex and I are talking about specifically in the social services sector is a great place to start something like this because we are boots on the ground with those people every day, right? And so Unite Us actually started for veterans and as a way to connect and refer veterans to services and has really grown, I think, over the past 10 or so years. And so we've seen it in York County in the past 2 or so years. And the idea is that someone can come into Pathways, they can call 211. There are lots of ways that folks can get assistance. They can go to a social service agency, they can show up somewhere like Pilgrim's Inn or Hope of Rock Hill or Clover Area Assistance Center and get help, right? But the folks at Pathways don't know what's happening at Clover. Us at United Way don't know what's happening at Pilgrim's Inn. And so we don't really have an overall picture of the need. Sure, we sit down and talk and get together and say this is what we're seeing our trends are. But when we have that community level data, it really helps us to leverage it not only to better serve folks, but also to get a little bit more funding into York County when all nonprofits get together and say, hey, we're all seeing the same thing. We can make a stronger ask.
So by streamlining exactly that, now when 211, somebody calls and says, I'm in need of food, utility and rents and clothes, 2-1-1 can clock in a referral in this system, and whoever's on the receiving end, which may be us at Pathways, will get notified, and it helps just streamline that client so that they don't fall through the cracks. Mm. We now have their information, they have ours. It's a two-way process. Before this system existed, a lot of the clients in the social services world were feeling defeated in the system. They felt like, well, I was referred over to this agency. They never gave me a call. Do they care about me? Do they forget about me? And the reality of it is they probably had it, their name on a list, a piece of paper on their desk that fell to the wayside. This now ensures no client gets left behind. And that if 2-1-1's referring them over to Pathways, we're able to close that loop with the service providers to ensure that client's need is getting met.
So you both gave great examples, but let's say I come in to Pathways, okay? I need help with housing. So in this new system, you would type in Lucas McFadden, get my background, right? A little bit about me, some of my factors.
Yep.
And then how would that help with the next, like from there, now Lucas McFadden is in this system, this Unite Us system. How else will that benefit me for the next thing? What would be the next logical step that would help me?
Well, it's so simple. The next step then is an email pings that referral provider and says, hey, you now have a new referral from Pathways. You, as the client that's in the system, gets a warm handoff where you're literally walked right down that hallway to that agency provider. Or if you're connecting to, let's say, Clover Care Assistance Center, they know that you're going to be coming their way.
Oh, great.
And
okay.
If you're a no-show, they now have your information to call you and say, hey, Lucas, we were hoping to see you. We've got amazing food and assistance here, but we haven't seen you yet. Do you need help getting here? And it just helps connect these dots. It's really communication.
And to your point, prior, it was maybe just in conversation. Hey, I'm going to send Lucas over there to see you in Clover. Life gets in the way. We take phone calls. We take emails. We are in meetings. We get back to our desk, and then we forgot about Lucas. And to your point, I just kind of get lost in the system. This keeps track of them, but keeps them top of mind in communication along those lines. So this system was in operation in it's currently in operation in North Carolina. To both of your points, this seems like a simple solution. Why is it taking a little longer here in South Carolina?
Why are we still in the caveman era? Yes, Summersby and I say that all the time. If you want to share a little bit about what North Carolina looks like and how we actually get a little leeway as we're the guinea pigs to bring it to York County.
Okay, great.
Sure, absolutely, yes. So North Carolina has a system called NC Care 360, and some of their Medicaid funding is actually run through the Unite Us system. They have large hospital systems that are on board. So I think the groundwork that Alex is doing and that we are working on doing at United Way to get folks signed up for the Unite Us system is getting us in that direction of what they're doing in North Carolina. The system is only as good as many folks are putting in data. So Alex and I have been working on a common intake form so that when someone, what that means is when someone comes in York County, we're asking the same questions about them so that when they go to a social service agency, they're spending less time with them collecting their information. It's also re-traumatizing to have to tell your story every single time to every single person that you see.
That's so true, because just think when we go to the doctor and we have to answer the 5 pages, and I always say, I just answered this last year.
Yes.
Well, we don't know what has changed. And I'm like, my doctor's office will send that information to me earlier so I can fill that all out. But to your point, I don't have trauma, but just filling that out is exhausting. And if you have had a tough life experiences to have to continue to over and over say it, you would probably just feel defeated sometimes and just say, I don't want to have to do this again.
And we know that's not the best type of practice of care. That's not quality of care for the patients and the clients. And we want to make sure this system's honoring the clients at the end of the day. Though it's making streamlining these referrals and communication better amongst providers, that's fabulous. But it's truly all about that client getting the help, not falling through this complex system. Because when you have a lot of needs between rent, utility, clothes, food, shelter. Where do you start? How do I begin?
Overwhelming.
We're able collectively to do this together.
Well, kudos to both of you all for helping to bring this to York County for the implementation of this, which is right now still in the early stages where you're training on it right now. And it will make our community a better place to be, clear up, tie up some loose ends, and streamline this process. It's all about communication, and that's what we need for sure. Summersby, thank you so much, and say hello to all of our friends at the United Way, and of course, partnering with Pathways. We've got a soft spot for that organization here, but just great, great leadership for both of you. And who knows, this might be able to be rolled out to other agencies and other people can follow suit.
Well, there's 22 already throughout York County. So if you want to learn more, you can reach out to Summersby or myself.
Great. Absolutely.